Okay.
Another shit coming soon.
Enough. Enough. It's time to record.
Because I got depression.
If you got a mental illness, dog, like, turn up. Dog.
This is definitely the cue to start that intro music.
Please. Please.
Oh, my God.
How's it going, guys? Welcome back to another episode here on the Untitled Mixtape.
What it do, what it does.
That right there was Lewis. And over there was Lorenzo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lorenzo. And I am Danko.
Lorenzo Crescenzo. What's the guy's last name?
Lorenzo Crescenzo.
God, that my name would be gnarly.
I would hate you. I would never talk to you.
You're a liar.
I wouldn't.
If it was your birth given name, I would give you a pass. But if you would have given that name as like, I'm an artist.
No. I know. I would never.
I don't even know how to say it.
Crescenzo.
I was going to say crescendo.
I would have like asked you to pack your bags a long time ago.
No, I would never. But like, if that was like my birth name.
Yeah, I would have to give you a pass.
That'd be a lot, bro.
That'd be a lot.
You can live in the Dobby closet if it's your birth game. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Birth name? It's cool. You can live in there.
What the heck? Just for the fact, Danko makes it sound like I forced myself into this house. He asked me to move in.
Hey, what can't they do? They can't fact check that.
Can't fact check it. There was no one when we had that conversation.
You've been bullying me all day, guys.
I just showed up one day and there were boxes that said Lorenzo on it. That's all I remember.
That's a whole move-in day.
I was there. I remember. I helped.
That we can fact check right there.
I helped.
I'm just kidding.
I'm not. But I am.
I'm going to bonus commentary.
No.
We'll watch movies with Derek.
We should, though. We should. One of these days, we're going to have to be called in for a feature.
Or like a movie score?
Yeah. Like, yeah. We're probably going to do like a musical or something or anything. I'm down.
A musical.
Oh, man. If he watches Baby Driver also.
Derek, Baby Driver, or Grease.
I love that movie.
Yeah, we'll do two. Grease and Baby Driver.
Four grown men watching Grease. I'm down.
About Grease all day.
Yeah, there we go.
I was watching it like last week.
Yeah, we need to get our daily watching.
My mom is like in love with Rizzo. Like she was like I'm Rizzo.
I love Rizzo too.
Yeah, that's what my mom said.
What more can I do?
Yeah. Rizzo's solo song is tight. It's so good.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So passionate.
What more can I say? I could go on and bat my eyes. Be sweet to all the other guys. Anyways. Speaking of... No, I can't even transition to that. I messed it up. It doesn't even matter anymore. So, Chelsea... Untitled Mixtape alumni, Chelsea. Alumni. I guess we'll call him alumni.
Yeah.
Or just her. But Chelsea sent us a question. That I wanted to go over and I thought was a perfect topic for this episode.
Let's get it.
So I'm going to read Chelsea's question, but it essentially is, by the way, thank you, Chelsea, for sending me the question. Really appreciate it. We love the engagement of people. So if you guys have questions, let us know. But she said, sup dudes. I think an interesting topic for the podcast would be projects you didn't know your favorite artists were a part of. So, for example, Ezra from Vampire Weekend was heavily involved in Beyonce's Lemonade album. What do we think? So, yeah, I think that's a great topic to talk about because there are plenty of projects that of people we didn't know were a part of that we can kind of look up, you know? And so, do you want me to start?
Yes.
Sick. So, there's a couple that I can think of. One of the ones that we talked about in a past episode that I can do is the Casey Crescenzo was part of the receiving end of Sirens. I never knew he was a part of that until after I became like a Deer Hunter super fan. And now I know he's part of the receiving end of Sirens. But another one is Ben Rossett, who is an amazing guitarist. You will know him from Eternity Forever. He is the one who is slapping that guitar so beautifully. He's part of Strawberry Girls. I don't know if you guys have heard of the Strawberry Girls. They're really popular in like the pop punk scene. They're mainly just an instrumental band, and they'll bring in different singers to do some of the songs with them. And so he does guitar music with them. And he also does his own solo albums, which I'll talk about later. And so he, a really interesting thing about like pop punk and like emo is like everyone's collaborating with everyone. Every single time I feel like there's a feature of someone else. Just like Dance Gavin Dance is a perfect like example. Like Kurt Travis is always popping up with Tillian, and they're always doing projects together. And Tillian, of course, has his solo project, and he's bringing on like Johnny Craig and like Kurt Travis to do songs.
Tyler Carter, even though he has nothing to do with the band, but he's in the scene.
Yeah. Like, I didn't know Anthony Green was part of Seosin until after I became a Circus Survive fan.
He was there for like an album, right?
He was, but then he came back.
Don't play with me.
I'm serious. He's still singing with them now.
Don't.
I'm serious, dog. I'm serious.
Lorenzo.
What?
Is this fact-checkable?
Fact-checkable? I can fact-check it right now while I name off some more. Yeah, that's right. I can fact-check it. Look, here. Anthony Green. Anthony Green. Seosin. Look, it's going to pop up. It's going to be like, recently, is the singer for Circus Survive, Seosin, and The Sound of Animals Fighting. Oh, really?
Oh, even more. Even more news.
That's very interesting. That's cool. But yeah, he's the singer for all three of those. He's always busy, apparently.
Then I like Seosin again.
There you go. Yeah. It's that was a big thing when I went to Extreme Fest that he like announced. He's like, he was doing Circus Survive stuff, and he was like, yeah, I'll see you at... He popped up at Dance Gavin Dance while they were doing the recording, and he came out. And I was like, are they about to do like a Anthony Green feature? Like, that's weird. And then he was like, I'm back in Seosin. We're going to be performing. And I was like, yo, what?
That would be insane. Anthony Green and Tillian.
That would be crazy. Because they're like kind of polar opposites.
I would cry.
Even though their voices are in like the same range, I feel like they're completely different singers. Like, I feel like Anthony Green is more of like he has that high voice, but he does it at such a lower octave. That where Tillian does it at such a higher like volume. Yeah. I think it'd be perfect. Anyways, yeah, but that's just some more Dance Gavin Dance fan stuff.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, you wouldn't. You
wouldn't know.
That's what I poser. Just said. I literally poser. Just said. Man, they got mad at me.
You were singing it. You sang like...
Singing Count Basie because Danko showed it to me. Count
Basie. Now all of a sudden, he's a fan.
I just like this. Oh, my God. I can't do
just
nothing.
By himself.
He's never going to finish the albums.
I'm not anymore.
Shitting on him. I can't say that.
I listened to the first album. Do I have any idea what they said? Absolutely not. Zero
wait,
recollection.
Wait. Okay. Dang. Okay.
Yeah.
Everything I say is Royal Ocean. Everything we say is Royal Ocean. That's their first album.
Or not,
is it the orange cover or was
no,
it Downtown Battle Mountain?
Downtown Battle Mountain.
That's a good album.
I have no idea what anybody was saying.
You don't need to. Just listen to the music, bro.
All you need to listen to is Everything I Say is Time to New
Wait,
Moment.
You couldn't even make out what Johnny Craig was saying?
The no. Singer?
Your ears are broken.
I listened to it three times. Once through headphones, once through my car, and another time just like in my room, like out loud. I've tried.
Yeah.
I'm going to go look at the lyrics, but I tried.
Anyways.
How did we get there?
We were talking about Dance Gavin Dance again. We need to stop. We need to like put a counter. Like we used to have a Chris jar. I don't think we've ever put anything in it, but we should have a Dance Gavin Dance jar where we have to put a dollar in every time we say their damn name.
Every time you guys try to push it on me, even though I'm trying to listen to it already.
You should listen to them. That'd be great.
That's a dollar.
Who?
Dance Gavin Dance?
Yeah.
$2.
Okay. My last one, which is Invisible Ink, which I just recently discovered, and I sent you guys an album, was Watsky's group.
I'm not going to lie. I forgot.
You forgot? That's fine. That's okay, because I'm going to talk about them in the next episode. But Watsky has a group, and I never knew that. Their first album came out last year in 2018, and it had been 10 years since they released an album. So they came back, and what? Watsky's been a part of this group from the freaking get-go, since 2006. And I didn't know that it was his whole project. It's a bunch of Sacramento people. And yeah, I didn't know he was a part of that whole thing. And it was amazing.
Was it good?
I enjoyed the 2018. I haven't listened to their old stuff.
Were there bars?
There were bars. It's him and another MC.
He said MC. That means he can rap.
Yeah. Daniel.
He out here rap.
Adam Videa, who they found on SoundCloud. And he joined Invisible Ink.
He said SoundCloud isn't the gates.
No, there's some good people on SoundCloud. Let me tell you.
Lil Uzi.
Lil Uzi?
Yeah.
I was going to say you, but I mean.
Dang, he said you don't rap, right?
You can fact check that. You can fact check. You can find me up there.
Yeah, but that's what I got.
It was.
Oh yeah, we forgot what we were talking. You forgot what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Artists you didn't know were a part of projects.
Boom, bow, bing. Okay, here we go. Pharrell Williams.
Oh yeah.
He's a part of everything.
Absolutely everything.
Everything in the world. To name a few. Pharrell. Usher. Usher.
There you go.
Sorry.
Why did he repeat his name?
The dude that did Blurred Lines. What's that guy's name?
Oh, snap.
What's his name?
Robin Thicke. Yeah.
Robin Thicke. Pharrell was also part of that. Daft Punk dog?
Okay, he did Lil Uzi Vert. Daniel Caesar.
Frank Ocean.
What? Did you do Channel Orange?
He did. Sweet Life.
I love that album.
And Golden Girl with Tyler, the Creator.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Kendrick Lamar.
Really?
Good Kid. Danny with an exclamation point.
Whoever that is, I'm down.
Destiny's Child. Kelly Rowland, Mac Miller.
Oh, my gosh.
Jay-Z. Mayor Hawthorne.
Mayor Hawthorne? No way.
Why are you yelling at me?
Sorry, because I love Mayor Hawthorne. What did you do with Mayor Hawthorne? What song or what album?
Where Does This Door Go?
Entire album?
Nah, four songs. Wine Glass Woman, Reach Out Richard, The Stars Are Ours, and They Don't Know You.
Oh, dude, Wine Glass Woman is an amazing song. That does sound like Pharrell, now that I think of it. I feel like he just walked to Mayor Hawthorne and he's like, you got to do it like me.
Wait, play the intro of the song.
Okay. That whole album is something else, let me tell you. Mayor Hawthorne, Where Does This Door Go? It was psychedelic.
So basically.
Psychedelic.
Pharrell's done everything.
Yeah. He's literally.
I did not know he produced Pink and White by Frank Ocean.
Oh, snap. I didn't know that either.
Pharrell, really doing work out there. You should put your name on more stuff so I know you actually did it, because I had no idea.
Usually if you just listen to the intro, it just has a 5, 6, 7.
Yeah.
It's like
NERD.
Like, you ever listen to
Okay, I'm done.
What is it?
I'm not.
What is the song? But he's also part of the song. But that's not the point.
Yeah. The point is that he's in everything.
Yeah, the point is he's whatever he's done, he's like Lil Wayne in 2010, 2011, where he was on feature on every song, and all you would just wait for in the intro was Wheezy, and that's it.
T-Pain too.
Oh yeah, T-Pain
was on everything.
Man, Rebecca Sugar, put T-Pain as a character on Steven Universe, because I know he wants to be one. They'd be tight.
Yeah, he seems to be into all the nerd stuff lately.
Yeah.
Whoa. Nerd.
Sorry, I'm a nerd. I can say that. My people were.
My people. Wait, what do you mean, my people?
My people were bullied for many years, so I'm not gonna say my people.
I was never bullied. Well,
I was
bullied in elementary school.
My friends were heavily bullied.
I got pushed.
You got pushed?
Just once.
I got pushed and.
I remember, okay, this is completely off topic, but like, we were heavily bullied until like senior year, where everyone was like, yeah, nerd stuff is cool. And then everybody was into superheroes.
Everybody
and then
was like, Aldeco's friends are in crutches and stuff. And like, what do you mean now?
My hands were up like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I'm going to bleep that out so you know how mad I was. But I was playing Magic the Gathering like, in junior year, and everybody would be,
that game scared me.
Everyone
those
would give
cards
you
were very cryptic. I was terrified every time some kid just came with a deck of those cards. I was shook.
You always do something to make you sound like you're a scary person, and then you do something that like brings that down. You're like, dude, people with Magic the Gathering cards scared me.
They give you that look. Like,
they just had like ogres and stuff, bro. It was weird.
Yeah, those were the days.
What do you mean? Those were the days you played yesterday.
Pokemon.
With fish.
Yeah, but it's accepted now, Lorenzo. I can play whenever I want.
Okay, but those were the days are still playable.
I can like superheroes
and
now.
We're back.
And we're back with another episode of...
We had to take a quick commercial break.
Sorry, I blacked out a bit.
What do we talk about?
Okay, so...
Lorenzo passed out. He's good now.
You keep getting off topic. God damn it.
So my music. My favorite artist that is part of a bunch of projects that I didn't know about is Sango, because Sango is also part of a bunch. He did Bryson Tiller, Tinashe, Smino. He did Christina Aguilera.
Sango.
When?
In 2018.
He's a producer, no?
Yes. Mm. But like he's also like part of Selection, and he has two albums that he did by like.
Did
himself.
He do Perfect Wife? What is that song called?
Which Perfect Wife?
By who?
It's Paris or something. North. He did that one.
Oh yeah, North.
Beautiful Wife. Middle of Things. Beautiful Wife. That's my favorite song.
Album is beautiful.
Mine that She Yells.
Oh yeah, that's a good song too.
But and then In the Comfort Of, which was like this religious one.
I didn't know he did like Bryson Tiller and stuff.
Yeah, that's he also awesome. He also helped out with Justin Bieber.
With Usher.
He did, and I didn't know this. I didn't know this till now. This makes a lot of sense. So one of the songs that I like a lot is called Boca Raton by Boss, and he did that, and I didn't know he did that. Now I'm wondering if he did like other stuff from like Dreamville or something.
Probably I wouldn't doubt it.
But Sango, I've always liked Sango. Lewis showed me Sango in the first place. He showed me North. Gosh, what an album.
When did that come out?
2013.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So 6 years, almost seven.
That's in Selections, like
how old
every
am I?
Playlist.
Yeah. How old are you? I don't know.
How old are you?
I actually have no idea. That's a real question. How old are you?
Can you bleep it out?
If you want me to.
Don't bleep it out.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
Why even ask?
How old are you?
Guess.
Oh, my God.
26.
Guess.
27.
Ayo.
Dang.
Lorenzo was close, though.
I'm 12.
He didn't say anything, but he was close. I seen it in his eyes.
Yeah. I was like, I think he's 2 years younger than me.
You know what sucks? I'm the youngest person on across all the network.
Yeah, you're 19.
I'm not 19.
19.
Why would you not want that?
Why would you not? Nobody want can fact check that.
I'm 24, dog.
No. Nobody can fact check that. You're 19, bro.
I'm 12.
He's one of those celebrities that are lying about their age.
Ooh, that's my whole gimmick. That's my whole gimmick when we become famous. That's my
19. Gimmick. How we get off topic again?
I'm always 19.
We didn't.
No, we're good, dog. We're good.
Oh my god. Okay.
Sango, Pharrell.
Those so far, because it's hard.
I mean, John Mayer. He's written like all kinds of stuff. Kind of like difficult to pinpoint what he did though without looking at it.
Yeah.
So I just
Taylor like, Swift.
What?
Do you think he did that? Taylor Swift?
Which one?
Do you think he created her?
Did she create her?
Oh, Kanye created her.
Mm, yeah, that's right.
I'm going to let you finish right now.
You got to do the shrug.
That whole thing.
The shrug.
That whole thing changed the game. She just went. That was like her Illuminati sacrifice.
Yeah. Oh, that's what she had to pay in order to become famous.
She got embarrassed.
Could you imagine?
Super famous.
Could you imagine if she's like, I want to join the Illuminati? He's like, Kanye West has to embarrass you on stage. Like,
does he really have to?
He has to take a bit of your glory
and give it to Beyonce.
I feel like they have those meetings where they're just like, all right, who's going to be the embarrassment this time?
Yeah.
Who's next?
Oh, who has to sacrifice a bit of their fame?
Right now, it's like Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber again.
Hey,
why is that a thing?
Hey,
what?
That song is beautiful.
Oh my god,
that song is cute, bro.
Oh my.
Yeah, but they're having beef towards each other.
Are they really?
Yeah, Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber and Justin Bieber's
they about
new
to start
husband or wife.
Diss-tracking each other.
Well, Selena Gomez already released a song.
That song is beautiful.
And then Justin Bieber and his wife are like posting Instagram posts and stuff. It's weird. They're beefing again. Yeah. So that's that. There's your drama for the next 2 months. I'm not going to go into more music drama because it's really annoying. But yeah, thank you guys so much. Watsky, Ben Rossett, Anthony Green, Pharrell, Sango.
John Mayer, look it
John
up yourselves.
Mayer.
Help
me. Yeah. Kanye West and Taylor Swift together.
That's
Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey, All I Want for
Baby
Christmas.
Babyface wrote like everything
Neo.
Ever in life.
Eminem.
Eminem.
Just everyone. I did learn a couple things. I didn't know Sango.
I don't
Sango.
Know.
Sanjo.
We could all be singing wrong for all we know.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't know Sanjo did like Bryson Tiller and stuff like that.
Sanjo, he did not care.
Sanjo. I didn't know Sanjo.
It was so smooth.
Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of the Untitled Mixtape. We'll see you next time. If you want to check out any of the other podcasts,
where they go.
If you're in the mood for gaming, go to the EZXP podcast.
Yeah.
If you're in the mood for movies, go where to the go. Bonus Commentary podcast.
Yeah.
And for general talk and
where
everything.
Where do they go?
Go to the Chit Show podcast, and it's available on all platforms that we're on.
So
thank you guys so much for joining us
on
another episode of the podcast.
The podcast.
And we'll see you next time.
Peace.